Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over. And I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale going on right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence Data, 1H2025, compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
The Toyota Tundra and Tacoma are designed to outlast and outlive, combining raw power with precision engineering, all backed by Toyota's legendary reputation for reliability. Climb inside a Tundra and experience the uncompromising strength. With its available iForce Max engine, the Tundra delivers exceptional power, torque, and towing capacity. Plus, the spacious and high-tech cabin keeps you connected on the run. Or check out a Tacoma. Agile, dependable, and unstoppable. The Tacoma's designed for those who go beyond the trails. Stay ahead of the pack with available off-road features like crawl control. Or break out your tunes with the available portable JBL speaker. Toyota trucks are built to last, year after year, mile after mile. So outlast every adventure and outlive the moment. Buy a Tundra or Tacoma today. Visit buyatoyota.com, the official website for deals. Or stop by your local Toyota dealer to find out more. Toyota, let's go places.
Jake Gayton with us here. Jake, what's up, baby?
I'm supposed to follow that, guys? That's unfair.
That's all right.
You're going from Hall of Famer to lose a famer, all right?
No, stop. A Hall of Famer in your own right, buddy. You a Hall of Famer in
Jake
your own right.
Jake, a Hall of Famer on K Street, too. I see how my boy be getting active.
Yeah. I heard.
Hey, Kenny, K Street, back to its usual ways. The minute it gets cold, it gets empty.
Okay? K Street is going to be under construction till March.
Till March. Maybe after one Kings game, but like until
Friday.
March, no
Fridays and Saturdays only.
Yes.
Don't think you're getting much after that Tuesday night Kings game.
You know, it's 8 degrees below the average today.
Really?
Like, yeah.
It came out of nowhere, too.
It did, yeah. And that wind was it was legit chilly this morning.
Yeah, yeah. I like it, though. I'm ready for it.
Oh, yeah. You guys don't know what cold is, all right? Let's start there.
Watch your mouth, young man. I lived in Connecticut long enough to know what cold is. I know this isn't. But when you've been conditioned to California weather, it's part of the reason I came back, man. Like, the level of cold out there where you're from is different. Mm. Like, it is, like, I never, like, bone chilling? Like, what does that mean? Oh, I know now. Oh, I know what it means when your body hurts because it's cold.
Right. I thought
when
I was,
you can't control your face from chattering, like, that's when you know it's cold.
I thought I was going to die when I was in Baltimore, and it was January, maybe.
Oh, man.
And California kid, I didn't have a beanie on. I thought I was, and I'm bald head.
You know what I learned I needed?
I said, this ain't going to happen.
The first time I ran out there when I started, like, training, I didn't know, like, gloves don't do it. Mm. I need the packets. Because my hands get I thought I was going to have to go to the hospital. They hurt so bad after the run. Oof. We got in the car, turned the heat up all the way, and I'm sitting on my hands like praying for this pain to go away.
That's crazy.
That was the last day I ever ran without those little breakable packets that warm your hands up. That was miserable.
They got different clothes out there. Like the thermals that you wear underneath, they're different. Insulated. Yep. Like the ones I get right now at the Walmart at Delta Shores, those are not insulated. That's just like a little something. The ones out there, like
them leggings you get from Nike to like work out it, different. Like they'd have like the insulation that you're talking about on the inside of them versus the ones that I work out with now. It's just spandex. They're just longer. The ones that you got to get when you're out there, boy, there needs to be an animal inside of it to some sort of fur in there to keep you warm.
We're built different. That's all you're getting.
Very different.
Well, you guys should move like we did.
That's
live somewhere where you don't have to deal with that.
That's it. That's right, Jake. You're either built different or you get up and move. That's what you do. That's what you do. Proper introduction, our man Jake Gaden, CBS 13. It's opening night tonight. We got Sacramento Kings basketball tonight. They're in Phoenix. How do you feel? Just we've been doing vibe checks all day. Been arguing about the proper strategy for this team, what they should be doing, what they shouldn't be doing. Jake, how do you feel about the Sacramento Kings as we start this 2025 campaign here?
A lot of curiosity still of what it looks like. I think I'm not going to reserve my right to judge how a thing is being how the team is being run until I see how it's going to be run, because I don't know how it's all coming together and what the grand plan is and what it looks like and everything like that. I think to start the season, you got to come at it with a full lens. Like, you don't have your starting center for the first three games. Keegan Murray's not going to be there. Your best defensive player, really your best wing on your team, is not going to be there for the first month of the season, most likely. Mm-hmm. So, like, definitely have that lens. Those first 15 games are extremely hard. Would not be surprised if they have a really bad losing record, like a 5-10 record or something along those lines. What I am looking for from this team as I head into the season is, do they have fight or do they give up? What does the factor of Russell Westbrook and his veteran leadership add to this team? And if it's not working with the veteran guys, how quickly do you start to pivot to go to the youth movement? That's where my vibe is at. I am not overly optimistic. I'm not cautiously pessimistic. I'm just right down the middle, because I don't know how to feel about it, because it's just, we've talked about it before, guys, on Sports Sunday, on these radio hits. It's a collection of great talent, but how it all works and comes together is consistently what I'm asking myself. Like, okay, you add Russell, what does that do to Keon's minutes? What is that going to do to DeMar's minutes, Neek's minutes, right? Like, all these different questions that will be answered over the next couple of weeks. And it might be a game-by-game basis. But right now, intrigued is the word I'll use.
Let's play a game real quick.
Okay.
Tell me what it looks like if the Kings are good. Like, to you, what does that look like? What has happened?
Okay. With a healthy Sabonis or without a healthy Sabonis?
With the healthy Sabonis.
Okay. Healthy Sabonis. He has and this is with Keegan out for the first month, right? Mm-hmm. Sabonis' three-point game is strong. He's taking, instead of 1 to 2 attempts, he's taking 3 to 4 and making 50% of them. Zach LaVine is hitting his three-point percentage at a high clip. I'm closer to 40 to 45%. Keon Ellis and Keon, Russell, and Dennis are leading the league in their defensive rating. But the key to the whole entire thing, Kings are middle of the road when it comes to rebounding, offensive and defensive. If you're asking me to go 7-7, 8-7, or even have a winning record, you need all those three things to work. Mm-hmm. You need scoring, specifically from LaVine and Sabonis. You need good defensiveness or good defensive ratings from the guys that are supposed to be your best defensive players, and you need to rebound the ball. Where am I wrong on this? Both of you guys are looking at me.
No. Sometimes you just got to let the comment breathe, let everybody digest it, and then follow it up. And the follow-up is, we've got Saric out there. We've got Eubanks out there. And Dusty left something. The Hall of Famer left some. Oh, what we could have done with that. Man. Dusty Baker left his phone behind and came back in to get it. We've got Saric. We've got Drew Eubanks out there. We don't have DeMontis Sabonis tonight. We don't have Keegan Murray tonight. And I think that's one of the I think that's one of the difficult things about maybe even evaluating the next couple of nights, because we know Keegan's not coming back anytime, you know, soon, like later, but he's not going to be here. He's not going to be here before the Lakers play. Speculation about whether Domas will be able to play when the Lakers are here on Sunday. But it's like, I really, whatever we get tonight isn't what we're going to have in a week, and it's not even what we're going to have in 3 weeks. So it's like this, the Kings season is starting in a cycle of question marks that I don't think are going away anytime soon.
I completely agree. And I think that's why you can't truly evaluate the team until we get to December. That's why I think the first month of the season needs to be taken, not with a grain of salt, because the games do matter, but I think it needs to have a big scope or a big picture on it of this is what the team could look like. That's why if you're going to call for, you know, a youth movement 3 weeks into the season, you're crazy, fam. Like, I think you need to wait until January, February to start making those decisions, because you're not going to have a healthy squad until then. And you don't know what Domas and Keegan look like immediately when they come back. You think they're going to be instant, like, facilitators and instant impact guys. You know, Keegan said yesterday that he's still able to do a lot of stuff conditioning-wise, and of course he's going to be able to work on his shot because it's his non-throwing hand. But still, you know, you're not going to be able to be in the cycle of being able to do everything, right? I think on top of that with Domas, you know, a leg injury is very interesting, right? I ask myself, and I'm kicking myself for not asking Doug this, but, you know, they did a lot of conditioning to start the year. Like, did that play a part in the conditioning of why he has hamstring strain, right? Like, the amount of running that you want him to do, 94 feet, right, and be playing as hard as you did that contribute to the injury? So, and let's be real, guys. Like, the overall age of this roster is not young. So, and they're asking them to play at a very high level of basketball. That's why I'm like, okay, we're going to wait until January to really evaluate, and then I'll, you know, either swing one way or another. It's charting a middle road until I can get more information to put together a complete thought process on it.
Well, check this out, Jake. A youth movement, a lot of people call for a youth movement, all this other stuff. To me, they don't have the youth that warrants a youth movement. Like, I think Neek Clifford can be really good. He's already going to be playing. But when people say that, what are they thinking? Maxime Raynaud, who I like, but like, that's not a guy that you're building around. He could be part of your future. To me, there's a difference between building around somebody and somebody that's part of your future. Somebody that's part of your future is he's going to be there, but you need about four or five better players than Maxime Raynaud to ever think that you're doing anything. Same with Isaac Jones. Like, Devin Carter's not there. Bless you. Devin Carter's not a guy that I think that you're building around. So this youth movement that people talk about is really just one player, and that player's already playing. Everybody else is just.
Well, I think some people like Max. They like Isaac. There's, and
but I'm not talking about those guys, though, guys.
Who are you talking about then?
I'm talking Meek. I'm talking Keon. I'm talking Keegan. Like, that's youth right there. I don't think Keon's going to get more than 20
starter.
Minutes.
Right. He's already playing. These guys are already playing.
Keegan's already playing. Don't get me wrong. But, like, I'm saying, like, you're going to play Neek and Keon probably 15 to 18 minutes a night over DeMar. That's where my question mark is.
You're part of the problem, Jake.
Okay.
You're part of the problem. I don't know what to do. Now, I don't mind. I don't know. Those guys are playing. I don't know what to do with that. I think, Jake, there's a large contingent of fans. I'm sorry. I think there's a contingent of fans who would really like to see Max, Isaac, those guys out there playing with the three that you just mentioned right there.
That would be a scary thought, because I don't think Max or Isaac are ready. Like, Max is a very intriguing prospect, but I think he needs an offseason here in Sacramento to build out his frame a little bit better and be able to absorb contact. And I can see that on a consistent basis. But offensively, like, finesse-wise, shot-wise, it's definitely there. Defensively, it's just not. And Isaac, you know, he's shown that he can dominate on the G League level, and that's great and all, but I need to consistently see that you can knock down the corner three play solid defense and be able to rebound at a high level. And I've yet to see that even in four preseason games. Plus, he's sick tonight, guys. So, like, make most of your opportunity. Well, he's going to get an opportunity over the next 3 days, and unfortunately, he's going to be out because of sickness. That's unfortunate on his end because he's not going to be able to showcase what he could possibly get. So that's why we're going to get a bunch of Dario Saric, which is going to be – or Sarge? What is it?
Sorry, I call him Saric.
Saric.
Okay, it's Saric. Who, by the way, you know, was cast aside last year, so in Denver. So we'll see how good that three – he has something to prove, though. You know, if I was him, I'd be like, all right, I'm going to get some run here. You know,
he's actually played well in the preseason.
He did. Could hit some threes. Can he rebound? Can he defend? That's the real question here. Can spread the floor, though.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale going on right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
The other thing that when we talk about the young guys that that maybe I see different than others is I don't need to play them a whole lot to know what I have. Like, I know what I have. And that doesn't mean I'm right. I've been wrong plenty of times evaluating players. But I look at Neek. Neek is the one that I'm real interested on his upside and like, all right, what do we have here? Like, what's really going on with Neek? I may want to see more of him, but Keegan, Maxine, Keon, Devin, Isaac, they're all NBA players. They're all NBA guys. They'll be in the league. But I know I'm not holding back an all-star. So I know what I got. I got a good role player in all those guys. So I don't need them to play 35 minutes a night to figure out who they are and what they can be. I know I have an idea who they are, unless they show me something different. I know that I need to go out and I got those guys. I need to find a guy that can produce like DeMar DeRozan, that can produce like Zach LaVine. That's what I need. And I know I'm confident that I don't have that on the roster right now with any of these young guys.
You don't think Neek could grow into a more starter role?
Neek is the one I'm looking at. Neek is the one that's caught my attention with the way he's played in preseason. Just his skill set, his vision, his passing ability, his ability to create off the bounce, that is really, really good. Like, it's really good, and I want to see more from him. But outside of him, I'm pretty sure I ain't got no all-star, and I'm going to need an all-star. Zach and DeMar are all-stars. Domantas Sabonis are all-stars. I need to replace them. These guys ain't going to do it. I need to keep looking for that guy.
Are we sure?
Neek is the only one that gives me pause. The other ones I talked about, Keegan, Maxine, Devin, Keon, no, those aren't all-stars in this league.
Okay.
Okay.
Who you guys thinking?
I'm not thinking anyone. Mm. It was definitive. Your remark was pretty definitive, and it's like, well, these guys, I don't think any of them are all-stars, but I don't know. I haven't seen Max play enough. I haven't seen Neek play enough. I haven't seen any of these guys play enough, except for Keegan, who I don't think Keegan is peaked as a player.
Bingo. Thank you.
Settle down. Unlike everybody else, I don't think I know what Keegan's peak is, though. I don't know if it's, like, I know people want it to be 18 to 20 points per game. It might be 16. It might be 16 to 18. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't know what Keegan's peak is, and that's where I always kind of get, like, stuck. 16 to 18 is good enough, more than good enough, in my opinion, for the role that he's in now.
Right.
But if you, like, no, we need Keegan to be the one. We need Keegan to be the guy. Well, 16 to 18 isn't going to get it done. And I don't even know if Keegan is that type of player. Mm. Neek, I have no clue. All of these other guys, I have no idea. Keon can't get a steady. I feel for Keon in a certain way in that he's, you know, already played for multiple coaches. He, you know, he's kind of been diminished by his former general manager and his former coach. And we're not really sure exactly what his current coach and his current general manager think of him. We know he wasn't given a contract extension. And we know he was kind of played off the court a few nights ago. Earlier in this preseason, I should say. So that doesn't happen very often, but it did happen. So what is he? I don't know. I feel like he's – I don't know what he is.
I think – and I'll let you answer, Jake, too. I think the best case scenario for Keon's career is he's Alex Caruso, which is fantastic. That is a key cog in a championship-winning team. That is very necessary, but that's not an all-star. It's not even close.
No, I agree with you, but Caruso is coveted around the league. Like, and that's why, yes, he's not an all-star, but he's still one of the most valuable players you can have on a roster, and that's why you can't overlook how much Keon brings to you. Just because he's not going to be playing in the all-star game doesn't mean he doesn't make the all-defensive team, right? Doesn't mean that he doesn't shoot the three at a high clip. Right. Mm-hmm. And I think with Keegan, as well as, you know, I agree. I don't think Keegan's a number one. He doesn't have the alpha personality, doesn't have the alpha playing ability on the court, but I still don't think we've seen his full game. I don't think his full game is developed. I know he can shoot the three. I know he can defend at a high level, but I am still very intrigued to see what he can do in his one-on-one game, in his pull-up game. See if that's he worked on it this offseason. We have not seen it its full potential, and I want to see what it looks like, because he is a big long forward that when he gets to his steps and gets to his place, he can knock down the shot. And I don't think that there's that availability, especially with this roster and the rosters they've had in the past, to let him do that. That's where I sit there and say that's the youth movement, because I don't think that when I say he's young, I also don't think he's given his full opportunity to take the amount of shots he needs to take. I'm with Dame, though. Like, he's not going to be 16 or 18 points tonight if he's a number two. He needs to be closer to the low 20s. And I think he needs to be averaging at least 9 rebounds a game, right, and defending the best player on the opposing roster. But he can't do it alone, right? He's not your piece you build around, but he's definitely a massive, massive part of your future moving forward.
I think what people I wonder if one of the things people get stuck on is the idea that, okay, maybe he's not the one. Jake, you just say, oh, maybe he could be the number two. Well, on this current team, he's not the number two. Mm-hmm. And I think that bothers people. They want him to be the number two right now. Mm-hmm. And if Zach LaVine is the number one, Domantas Sabonis is probably the number two. DeMar DeRozan is in this conversation somewhere, so he's no lower than three. And you could put those three guys in any order you want to before you get to Keegan. Yeah. And I think that upsets a lot of people. Zach LaVine's not going to be here. DeMar DeRozan's not going to be here. Those guys aren't going to be here. We never wanted them here. We don't like them. They're the Chicago Bulls. They're this, they're that, they're this, they're that. all right, well, Keegan's not going to be the number two this year. Right. He certainly isn't going to be the number one. And I know there was this big baby face turnover at the Ringer, but, like, DeMontis is going to lead this team? No, man, I don't think so. Like, DeMontis can do a lot of great things for this team. Lead them is not one of them. Right. You need a guy who can go out there and get you buckets, and Zach LaVine can do that. And like it or not, DeMar DeRozan can too. And we can bitch and complain about defense all we want to, but let's just make sure we're consistent about who is and who isn't playing defense. Because that's going to be a long list if we're going to do that every day.
I brought it up the other day. Nick was kind of getting torched the other night. Don't nobody talk about that. Because they like him. They like him.
Yeah, doesn't matter. Oh, he'll grow. Yeah, he's a rookie. Right. He's a rookie. He'll figure it out.
And once again, like I said,
all right,
myself and you, we look at Zach LaVine, DeMar DeRozan, and be like, yo, he's doing his job. He's doing what needs to be done. Not that defense doesn't matter, but we don't nitpick that.
Mm-hmm.
But those two get nitpicked for their defense when they're scoring 25 a night. Let's do the same thing if that's what we're going to do. Because like I said, Luka lit his ass up. Luka lit everybody up.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
I would say Luka lit up the Warriors last night, fam, all right? And the Warriors are supposed to be good defense.
Luka played exactly how he wants to play basketball.
He looked good yesterday.
And LeBron looked checked out as anything. That's
LeBron,
another conversation.
LeBron. LeBron was on that bench looking hilarious.
Like, all of this talk about defense is, it's fine. It's sweet. Like, we have well established on this show for the last mainly 3 years, because that was the only point in time it was worth having this discussion. You can't win a championship if you can't play defense.
That's facts.
There is no scenario that this team is winning a championship. Even at the beyond expectation marker, they're probably not winning a championship. So being concerned with defense in game one of the season is probably a waste of our time. I mean, when you talk about the teams that are really, really good defensively, you're talking about the championship contenders.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody else is just marginal. They're fine.
Right.
There's like, they're fine.
The teams we saw last night are championship level teams.
Right.
The talking about the first game.
Yep.
That's why their defense looks crazy, because these teams can win a chip. There's like four or five of those teams.
The best play of that whole game to me was just a subtle one at the end where, and I could absolutely be wrong. You see the game differently than I do. It felt like they were pretty comfortable knowing, they being the Oklahoma City Thunder, were really comfortable knowing what the Rockets were running on that final inbounds play before, I think it was the end of regulation.
The one that went to
single? When Chet switched on to KD off of the play. And it's like there's not very many teams that can do that.
Yeah.
But Chet's 7-1, and he can step out and guard Kevin Durant in that situation. And that was just one of those, like, they're really good at this. Like, they're really good at this, and they're really well coached.
Mm-hmm.
No one is going to confuse the Sacramento Kings, no matter what they do defensively, with that.
No.
Or the Phoenix Suns, for that matter.
No.
So I'm looking forward to a 150-140 game tonight. Just hopefully that's in favor
It'll
of Sacramento.
It'll be fun. Yeah, and if the Kings win, it'll be even more fun.
It'll be a lot more fun. Jake, we appreciate you as always, man.
We're not going to talk Sac State at all? Wow, that's wild, all right? I was ready for that.
What you got? You got a minute and a half. What you got?
I'm just going to say, I think I like the trash talk that Dr. Wood had, all right? I do. I think it's smart. I think it's savvy. I think we need more of it.
Mm-hmm.
There's the wussification of our society right now, and I don't think it's a bad thing. I just wish he spoke a little truth about the stats that he said yesterday. That's all I have for him.
Well, to be honest with you, I looked at it a little bit too. Montana, this doesn't mean they're not a good team. They really haven't played anybody. They haven't had a tougher schedule than Sac State.
No, but they did lose to Cal Poly. They beat Cal Poly, and Sac State lost to Cal Poly at home.
But this isn't the BCS. That doesn't matter.
And also, that doesn't mean Cal Poly's good. Like, everybody looks at Sac State like, yo, you should have won that game. That's the team you should have beat. Cal Poly ain't good.
They threw four interceptions that game.
But the point being, Montana played a team that wasn't good. It doesn't matter if they beat them or not in this argument. Like, they played another team that wasn't that good. Sac State just lost to that team that wasn't that good. But his argument was they hadn't played nobody, and they kind of haven't. Like, I looked at the schedule. Like, they kind of haven't. I think they're from what I've seen, they're legit. Like they're a championship contender. That doesn't mean they're not good, but what he said about their schedule isn't that far off. Sac State might not be that good. They might not play somebody after this week. But
you can't see it on my phone. I did my research. He said some stuff about like total offense, offensive points per game, third down percentage that were just very off. But the rushing offense is on it. Sacks are on it. I did my research.
You know what? That's great. You know what he didn't do? He didn't call anybody a clown, and he didn't use any racially coded language yesterday.
That's true too.
So, I mean, we can nitpick stats and numbers to death, but I went back and I watched the clip of Bobby Hawk. Also, here's a stat for you, Jake. Do you know how many times that a coalition of students and community leaders have rallied against Coach Marion and Dr. Luke Wood?
Zero.
Never. Do you know how many times that happened to old Bobby Hawk in Montana?
How many?
Yeah, enough to where it's not zero.
Yikes.
Sac State.
With that said, I know you're going to see Coach tonight. Pass on a message before tomorrow. They're going to have to beat their ass after this week.
Everybody think Montana is going to run over Sac State. They run the ball crazy right now. Mm-hmm. Montana better be ready to quit. They're averaging like 350 yards on the ground. Nobody's been able to stop
them. They're averaging 247 per game.
For the season.
Wow.
No, for the season. Look, the last
they were 300
four games
plus.
Or something like that.
Yeah,
like it's
three
been
games, it's over 300.
Crazy.
Yeah,
300 plus.
They like literally, because the last three games is like 335 or something like that.
Yeah.
Jake, we got the Lakers Sunday. Are we live?
Yeah.
Great.
You're not going to be there.
I'll see you next week, Jake. I'll see you next Wednesday, buddy.
Oh, yeah, we're live.
I feel like John Landis. See you next Wednesday.
Yeah, see you next Wednesday.
All right.
I'll see you guys at the home opener. I got a new suit. I'm ready to rock. All right. We got to take a photo. Just saying.
Well, catch us quick.
I'm not going to see you till Sunday.
I'm going to Sac State. I'm a slide by at the beginning of the Kings game, though. So I'll be there like first quarter, and then I'm going to Sac State.
I'm
going
to go to Sac State, and then I'll be there Sunday. He's speechless. Oh, my God. We left Jake speechless. Save the suit for Sunday.
Yeah.
Home opener, fam. Got to look good.
All right, man. All right. Well, get more than one suit that you can showcase then.
Just to you, specifically.
That's a lie.
Okay. If there's anybody who dresses well in the Sacramento media game, it's Damian Barling, 50 feet of whatever you want to say, and the rest of us. All right.
Kenny Caraway does not agree with that. All right, Jake. I love you, buddy. We'll see you in a few days.
I'll let you, big dog.
That's a man, Jake Gaden.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale going on right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence Data 1H 2025, compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
The Toyota Tundra and Tacoma are designed to outlast and outlive, combining raw power with precision engineering, all backed by Toyota's legendary reputation for reliability. Climb inside a Tundra and experience the uncompromising strength. With its available iForce Max engine, the Tundra delivers exceptional power, torque, and towing capacity. Plus, the spacious and high-tech cabin keeps you connected on the run. Or check out a Tacoma. Agile, dependable, and unstoppable. The Tacoma is designed for those who go beyond the trails. Stay ahead of the pack with available off-road features like crawl control, or break out your tunes with the available portable JBL speaker. Toyota trucks are built to last, year after year, mile after mile. So outlast every adventure and outlive the moment. Buy a Tundra or Tacoma today. Visit buyatoyota.com, the official website for deals. Or stop by your local Toyota dealer to find out more. Toyota, let's go places.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.